Hello and welcome to another episode of I've Never Seen the OC. We are on Season 3, Episode 17, The Journey.
It's what I thought as soon as I saw it. I was like, Journey's coming back, man. Don't insult Journey.
But they're really not, though, are they?
A valid point. So my name's Heather. I have never seen the OC before.
My name's Jane and I have seen the OC. That's what we do, basically.
That's exactly what we do. Our week.
Yeah.
OGs since 2019. Speaking of which, there's a new podcast on the block.
Yeah. Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Yeah, that is what I wanted to call this podcast originally. Yeah. Yes. Kerry told me not to. She said it was too offensive.
We'll see. So Melinda Clark and Rachel Bilson, otherwise known as Julie Cooper and Summer Roberts.
Our two faves, to be fair.
Our two faves, yeah, are doing a rewatch podcast, quite similar to this.
Which is cute. Yeah, it's quite similar. I like to think we're inspiring that way.
Yeah, we're inspiring and they have obviously the insider experience and all the celebrity guests and the HelloFresh discount codes. But what they don't
have a HelloFresh discount code?
Yeah.
Shit, son.
But what they don't have is the impartialness that we do.
Yeah, our Scottish wit and charm, don't forget that. You learn new words with us. We drop some Scottish words in from time to time. And, you know, we appreciate our OG fans who have been here from the start. You guys know. We don't need to convince you. You know.
Also, impartiality. Did I just say impartialness? That's not a word, is it? Little old English teacher me.
she's awfully good at her job, guys. To be fair, we have both been up at the gyms. Like we both went to the gym this morning at like 7 a.m. So I think we're allowed to be tired with a glass of wine on a Tuesday evening. Yeah. It's allowed.
Can't believe it's only Tuesday.
I have to confess, I haven't listened to their podcast yet. I am really excited to, though. Like, I listened to a couple of rewatch podcasts. So I've listened to a lot of the Scrubs one, which is really amazing. If you liked Scrubs, would thoroughly recommend it. It's really interesting. Yeah. They did an amazing episode talking about Black Lives Matter and race and how they portray race and racial stereotypes in the show, and they address a couple of really problematic issues, and I just think it was really well done. I've also been really devouring The West Wing, which we have managed to watch 6 seasons in the space of 4 months.
That's amazing. But Heather, I've managed to watch 3 seasons of Sex and the City in the past 10 days. Oh my God. Can you tell my husband's on a boat in Norway and I've had like a shitload of marking that I've been really putting off. So it's just such good background telly.
It is good background telly. Well, the West Wing Weekly rewatch podcast is amazing. And then one of our very lovely listeners, Amy, has a rewatch podcast of Sex and the City, which is called Clothes Over Bros Podcast. I'd thoroughly recommend checking that out. So yeah, I'm pumped about listening to Summer and the OG Julie Cooper's rewatch podcast. But yeah, you've already listened to it, haven't you?
Yeah,
no spoilers, but like,
no spoilers.
Top line thoughts.
But it is charming, and they had Josh on for their first guest. It's interesting. They talk a lot about the casting and who went for what and how they were all sort of out in LA for pilot season. Apparently Julie had actually, she'd read for another show and not got the part, and Stephanie, one of the writers, was like, I'd like to get Melinda Clark in, but she might be too young for the role. But no, they loved her. So it's quite interesting listening to how it all sort of came about.
I do love that sort of stuff, like those sort of stories, because you do just then start thinking like, oh, what if they hadn't got it? Like in films when they're like, oh, so-and-so went for that role and you didn't get it, and you're like, that film would be so different if they were in it. So I like that.
Yeah, and I did find this quite interesting. They talked a lot about how the character of Seth completely developed just based on Adam Brody.
Oh, really?
He wanted him to be like a lot geekier, but like all the Death Cab and Bright Eyes, like all the music taste came from him and them. Like apparently just Josh was like hanging out with them and picking up on little things. So yeah, it was quite cool.
And we do have a very special guest on this week's episode, which is just my cat. So if you can hear her purring in the background.
Jingling
that's
away.
What that is. Sadly, we don't have Josh this week. Maybe next week.
No. Yeah, maybe.
I don't think he'd want to come. We'd hold him to account too much. Here, what about this storyline? Why did her fringe change? Tell me. Talk to me about that. So yeah, we are on season 3, episode 17. Shall we
we're
dive
almost
in?
There.
I know. We're really creeping towards the end of season 3. It's kind of freaking me out a bit.
We are. 8 episodes, guys. Oh. But yeah, previously on The OC this week.
So Summer knows about Dr. Roberts, doesn't she?
Yeah.
That's I can't remember how she finds out.
Taylor.
Oh yeah, Taylor. Oh yeah, Taylor tells her. And then she sees them on the golf course together, being all cute and being all like cutesy, and she kind of freaks out.
Yep. So we've got Summer's in the know. There's quite a lot of in the sort of flashbacks, Volchuk and Marissa.
Yep.
And then, of course, Marissa and Ryan's breakup.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they broke up. Yeah, that happened. And then there was a weird little flashback to the police being interested in Marissa.
Yes,
causing
sorry.
A letter to Johnny just before he died. But that never really
That's
came to
down.
Much, did it? But we got a reminder about it.
Cops and Marissa. Oh, one more thing
uh-huh.
That I found out. Volchuk was in Twilight as
oh
well.
Oh my God. Right. So many people have been messaging us at Never Seen the OC on Twitter and Instagram to tell us that he was also in Twilight. But I can't remember him. And somebody, I can't remember who.
He was James in Twilight.
I need to go back and watch it.
Yeah, we could go back and watch Twilight and do like a special episode.
But yeah, if you got in touch to tell me, to tell us about that, thank you very much. We got there eventually. We hit all 3 eventually. It only took us 3 episodes, but yeah, we got there.
Speaking of Twilight characters, we also have Sadie, and her and Ryan are becoming pretty pally.
They are pretty hot. All that strip poker. 2 rounds of strip poker in last episode.
Oofed. Hot and heavy.
So yeah, we start as we normally do in the cones. Kirsten's been cooking, and this is where we find out it's Ryan's 18th on Sunday, and he does not want a party.
No fuss. He just thinks it's another year. But Seth really wants a birthday party.
Sorry, Sandy makes like a valid point, actually. He's like, this is one of life's milestones. It would be a mistake to blow past it. And we've talked about this a lot with Summer and her stupid milestones. I think this is a biggie. An 18th is a biggie.
Does it mean much in America? It's huge here because we're like, shooking booze.
Yeah, an 18. 18 in America, you can vote. I think that's about it.
Right.
So you can drive at 16. You can drink at 21.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can vote.
But anyway, Ryan's not really sold in the ideas. He doesn't like birthday parties. And Seth's like, why not? Have you never had one? He was like, yeah, I've had one when I was 9. But ever since, my mum, obviously, we know that she was an alcoholic. So I don't think it was much fun for him. So Seth says it doesn't have to be a big to-do. And Ryan finally agrees, but only if it's small.
Yeah. And then he shuffles off to the pool house and looks at his phone in a longing, confused,
sad way.
And then we cut to Marissa, who's doing exactly the same at her end. And I think this episode brings up quite a lot of interesting points about like how shit it is when you break up with someone. Like, even if it's amicable, even if it is what you want, like, there's loads of elements to breaking up with someone that's just
awkward, especially when you're in a friendship group like these guys.
Well, it's called a breakup for a reason. Like, something has broken. That's what it is.
Yeah. So there's obviously, this is just setting up the turmoil. Should he or shouldn't he invite her to his party? And we then cut to Summer and Marissa talking.
Yeah, they're over in school. And Summer's definitely like doing the kind of mumsy thing of like just checking up on her, making sure she's eating, making sure she's looking after herself. And she says the line, which we have definitely brought up, me and Kerry, the previous co-host, brought this up, like, it's a recurring theme. Marissa loves standing at that lifeguard box.
Oh, she does. And she totally calls her out on it.
And she does. She calls it. It made me laugh so much. I was like, Summer knows, man. Summer knows.
She knows.
She's been standing out to sea, out to the water, like a naval widow. And she has. It's her favourite thing to do.
She has. It's her fave. But Summer basically says to her, look, you either need to move on or get back together.
How much time do you think's passed by now? I really can't get a grasp on it.
I bet you it's like the next day.
24 hours, get over it.
But yeah, obviously Summer's got the bigger issue of Marissa doesn't know about Julie and Neil.
Mm-hmm. But then Ryan, I love this actually. Like, we've all had this experience where like you're talking to someone and then your ex or someone you don't want to see like appears and you're like, oh man, I need to get out of this situation. And Marissa is literally just like, okay, cool, bye, I'll talk to you later. And like scuttles. There's no other word for it.
Yeah. And then Summer goes over and just sort of says, look, that's like Marissa Way.
What is it Ryan's looking at? He's looking at something on the board. It's
something to, I'm sure she says something
like lesbian pride or something.
It is also
Lesbian Awareness Today. Lesbian Awareness Day in the UK. I don't know if that's a worldwide thing. But if you are out and proud, we see you guys. We respect you. We do. We value you.
So then Ryan sort of makes excuses as well. And runs away, doesn't he?
It's just really awkward.
So they're all just, yeah, so awkward. So then we're back in the Cohen kitchen and Kirsten thinks it's a good idea that they invite a member of Ryan's family to be at his birthday. And well, let's face it, it's slim pickings, isn't it?
Yeah.
Atwood presence there, yeah. But obviously his dad's in jail. His brother's a rapist, pretty much.
Don't beat about the bush, Jane.
Yeah. So that just leaves his mum.
Yeah.
But obviously the last time we saw her, in Newport, she made a fool of herself at the
casino night, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I think, yeah, I can see both of their points, but Sandy just doesn't want to do anything to further embarrass Ryan. But apparently she's AWOL, so Kirsten asks Sandy to use his wily ways to try and find her.
Yeah, the ultimate Sandy knowledge, Dewey's thing.
Yeah.
And back at school, Seth and Summer are doing a little bit of a catch-up. And they're a bit bored of like how it's going down between Ryan and Marissa. Yeah. And they're kind of like, it is really annoying where you're like, I get that you're bummed about your breakup, but like you're really killing everyone's vibe. Can you just like get over it now?
Yeah, especially like we said again within the friendship group. And that's what Seth's just a bit like, look, we got them back together before. Look where we are now. Yeah. It's maybe not the thing to do. And obviously Seth's got bigger fish to fry with Ryan's birthday party.
Yeah. So I mean, Summer's already got stuff on like with Dr. Roberts and Julie. So like neither of them really have time to be playing matchmake or rematchmake with Ryan and Marissa.
And it's not their place.
No. But Summer leaves Seth to fix it basically. And it's like, you need to deal with it. I love this next scene.
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah. So Dr. Roberts and Julie Cooper have been sneaking home at lunchtime for some afternoon delight. What's the sound? Yeah. The sound effect in that song is one of my favourites where it's like, doop, doop. It's really good. Very satisfying.
Uncanny.
But they've been home shagging, basically, and they're trying to, like, they've realised they've overrun. Good going, guys. Mm. They've overrun, and he needs to get back to work. And this is where they're like, oh, we really need to, like, stop sneaking about like this. This isn't okay. We need to tell them. And then they have this kind of, like, illuminating moment where they have to, like, figure out how serious it is, because that's obviously what the kids are going to ask. And it's quite cute. They're both quite coy, because I guess they can't. That's a difficult question at the start, isn't it? Because you're like, well, I don't know.
Yeah. I was thinking about this as well because I think they're both pretty invested in the relationship. But Julie obviously must be, she's coming for a bit of like afternoon shagging at this gorgeous, beautiful mansion and then retiring back to her trailer.
That must be so
She's probably
shit.
Thinking like, yeah, it must be so grim. So for her, I mean, there's probably a bit more riding on it than
for him.
It's not, she's, it's not a relationship. It's a lifestyle. She's sort of subscribing to.
Do you think she uses a shower? Do you think it's like, you know, when you're at a fancy hotel and even if you weren't planning on using the shower, you would use the shower just because it's a good shower?
Have a bath.
use the toiletries.
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, there won't be a bath in that trailer, really.
No, definitely not. No. That's what I would do. Yeah. I would take like a two-hour lunch so I can have, you know, the hour's hanky-panky and then an hour's bath. That would be lovely.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a bit awkward and they're sort of saved by a phone call.
Yeah.
But they've both just decided, right, we'll wait until everything becomes clear and then he dashes away to go and
give someone a little
get his 130 or whatever.
Lift.
Yeah. Boob job, yep.
Over at Gwen's house, Sadie is still here, but Gwen is not. Gwen, Johnny's mum, is over somewhere else, I don't know. And she's going to be
selling the house.
She's selling the house. But Sadie is now fixing the wall in the kitchen. I don't really know why.
I don't know. Remodeling, who knows? Yeah.
I find this really weird. It comes up a couple of times in this episode. Marissa and Ryan have broken up. They called each other and said, this is over, we have broken up, this isn't working anymore. So why is he now saying, we'll give it another shot or decide this is it? You've broken up. That decision's already been made, surely.
Yeah. Or do you think, I don't know, it was a bit dramatic, wasn't it? It was just a phone call. This isn't working. No. Okay, bye. You know, do you think because, I wouldn't say it was amicable, but because there wasn't any, usually everything's been surrounded by something drama, crazy or something really dramatic, where, I mean, Johnny dying was quite dramatic, but it wasn't the, you know, things hadn't been working for a long time. So yeah, I don't know. I think they were just trying to eke out this storyline a bit longer.
Maybe. I think personally, I'm quite black and white when it comes to these things, because my emotions don't enjoy grey. I find it very confusing.
No.
I like to know where
one
I stand.
One extreme or another.
Yeah. And if I have broken up with somebody, that is it. There is no going back. Like, that is it. The line in the sand has been drawn. I'm sliding into Volchek's DMs, like, I'm moving on. So I think, like, this kind of both of them doing this flippy floppy, are you getting back together, just is quite weird for me. I find it quite weird.
No, to be honest, I'm probably, I this would be something that I would do.
Jane's a Marissa.
Just can't let go. Yeah, I'm such a Marissa.
Maybe we should get back. I'm going to make him a mixtape.
Yep. That is such a move. Like, yeah, we'll get to that, but yeah, that's a Jane move.
Anyway, over at the trailer, Marissa realizes it's Ryan's birthday. She's looking at the calendar, and then Volchek just appears outside the window. She sees him, and he runs away on his motorbike.
This is so weird, isn't
it's
it? The like
so
Volchek
weird
doing like the mad stalking of Marissa. Yeah, it's really bizarre.
Also, that's not okay. Don't stalk people.
No, just because she lives in a trailer, would you be going up to her fancy house and stalking her there? No.
I mean, he'd probably get in
probably
a lot
get
easier,
through
yeah.
Yeah. So he dashes off in his motorbike before we can find out what he wants. We then write, this would have been my dream place for a birthday party.
What, the bait shop?
Yeah. I mean, I basically have, I love my birthday regardless of like what age I am. If it's just a small, I always have like a big night out, well, up until recently.
R.I.P.
Yeah,
night
I was always
out.
Like... Yeah, I would always have like a birthday party in Buff Club, which is
I love Buff Club.
Club in Glasgow. Yeah, because you can have the downstairsy bit and just hire that out for like really, I think it's like £50 or something. And then everyone would just go upstairs and then, yeah, it would be great. And then I had the upstairs bit for my 30th. Oh man, I miss parties. But yeah, the bait shop, I would definitely have had a party there. So great venue.
Do you know my favourite thing about the Buff Club, just before we move on?
Not the carpeted floors.
The carpeted walls. It's insane. So it's certain rooms in it have carpet on the walls and carpet on the floor. And my brain just can't figure it out. It's too much. It's too weird. But I love it.
Oh, so good.
Anyway, it also smells kind of funny.
Yeah, but it's sort of comforting. Hopefully it survives.
Yeah. It's a very familiar smell. A familiar gross smell. With like a high level of bleach thrown in there.
Yeah, but... Seth has secured the venue and he's got invitations, 100 of them. And he does make the joke that, yeah, they only know like 4 people. But Ryan's like, oh, I'm going to save one for Sadie. And Seth's like, oh, I've got one for Marissa. What should I do? Send it or not? And Ryan's just a bit like,
yeah,
not sure.
He tries to throw it back on Seth, doesn't he? He's like, you decide. And Seth's pretty good here, actually. He's very adamant. He's like, no, you need to decide. You have till Sunday. Because if you invite her, that's like an olive branch of...
Yeah,
we could get back
symbolic
together.
That is.
Yeah, whereas if you don't invite her, that's like it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's given the invitation and told you've got till Sunday to decide.
And then you've just got Ryan looking wistfully at the invitation.
Great handwriting on that invitation, though.
Really nice. Some nice...
good calligraphy skills.
Yeah. Sorry, my mum she tried to phone me there and I messaged her back saying, on the podcast, sorry, and she's like, okay, I need to remember that. And I'm like, Mum, there is no rhyme or reason to when we record this.
We're not on the reg.
God love her.
I love it. Does your mum listen to our podcast?
She's listened to a couple of episodes, but I'm like, you don't watch it. So
it
you don't watch the
sense.
Show. So this is going to mean nothing to you.
Nobody.
Just talking more shite than usual.
Nobody in my family has ever listened to my podcast, which I think for a lot of things is probably a good thing. Like there are times I think back and I'm like, don't know if I'd want them to know that. But on the whole, sometimes I'm like, can someone, like I'll go in and be like, oh, we got this many listeners, or oh, look, this person from Germany's messaged, or oh, we've got an Italian fan who's learning English by listening to our podcast. My parents are just like, that's nice, dear. And I'm like,
yeah, my mum will say to
give
me,
a yeah, shit, please.
They'll be like, how's the podcast going? And like, who listens to it? And I'm like, well, actually, like, but to be fair, shout out to my sis-in-law, my brother's girlfriend, Fiona. She has gone back and she's watched all the episodes. She's listened to all of you and Kerry's like episodes. She'll often ask me about you, like, she knows you.
Fiona.
Yeah. And I'm like, that is bloody dedication.
Thank you, Fiona.
She's now up to date.
My mum's called Fiona, so maybe like if you could just pretend that you're my mum.
I'll get her to leave out of
just
you.
Message me and be like, Heather, you're doing a great job. Thanks.
But yeah, like that is dedication.
Thanks, Fiona. We appreciate it. Okay, Seth is over at Summer's and they're talking about a theme for Ryan's birthday and they settle on a future theme, which I was like, that sounds like my worst fucking nightmare, Seth. Yeah, but sure. And this is where Summer's like, she feels in a really awkward position because she can't tell Marissa about the party because it's not her place to be like, you're not invited. So it's just super awkward with her. But then she's also got, you know, the looming lie, or is she lying? The not divulging information of the fact she knows that her mom and her dad are, you know, doing the, what was that ridiculous phrase? Doing the beast with two backs?
Yeah, making the, I don't know, like.
But anyway, they're shagging. That's all you need to know. They're doing the dirty.
This is when Summer says she's okay with her dad and Julie, but Julie makes her dad happy. And then the doorbell rings and it's the cruise tickets. And Summer's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Because this is his party trick, isn't it?
Yeah. I find this really funny that his recurring relationship trait is that he proposes to women on cruises. That sounds lovely, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, Summer like freaks the fuck out, understandably, like completely freaks out and is like, oh my god, like he's done it with my mum, he did it with his last wife, like this is what's happening. And she's very much like, we've got to stop this. And yeah, it's all a bit melodramatic.
Yeah, have you ever been on a cruise, Heather?
Oh my god, I have. It was amazing. Wow. Best experience of my life. It's not my, like, I think if listeners looked at pictures of me and like my general vibe, you would not be like, she's down with a cruise. But I am down to cruise.
Oh, nice. What kind of cruise was it?
Sea. Down to cruise. We went around the Mediterranean. We left from Italy. We went up to Venice. We went to like Slovenia and then Slovakia and Croatia.
Oh my god, wow.
And Malta. And somewhere else. Well, I think we went to Corfu one day, but I was too hungover and couldn't get off the boat.
Well, that worries me about them.
There's a lot of free booze. A lot of free booze. But it's amazing. It's just like loads of wee day trips.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the one, I just know it as like the Belle and Sebastian cruise, but they sort of like run one and it's basically just like a festival on the boat.
Is this like the Paramore one? Because I would be so down for the Paramore cruise.
I don't know.
You want to get tickets.
Yeah, I remember the last time they did it. So like Belle and Sebastian were playing a lovely indie band, but I remember like Always, I don't know if you know them, they were playing and and I was like, well, this looks amazing. But yeah, could look into it. But yeah, Paramore cruise up for that as well.
So good. It was a nice experience. I think
I will take any form of holiday.
Who you go with. Yeah, I think you would need people that, like, because I went with my family and it was amazing because, like, we would have breakfast together and then Ali and I would go and do day trippy stuff and then we would come back in the evening and then, like, not every night, but most nights we'd have dinner or we'd have drinks.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Have dinner or, like, it's nice.
I like the idea of, like, coming, doing whatever you do as you're in the day and then, like, having your little holiday nap and then. Getting ready and like going for dinner. Obviously I'm envisaging like Titanic, like strolling down this mad grand staircase every night in my cool outfit. But
did I buy an oversized hat, Jane?
Oh please. Yes,
I did. Of course. Yes. I fucking did. If you're going on a cruise, you need to wear a great hat. If Rose Dawson has taught us anything, you need a good hat on a cruise.
Good hat on a cruise.
But yeah, would recommend. I would be there, Dr. Roberts, if you want to invite me. You can propose to me on a cruise any damn day of the week.
Yeah, sorry, that was a huge tangent, but just felt I had to ask.
Are we daydreaming about holidays? Yeah, we are.
I'll go on a barge holiday at this stage, Heather.
You and me on a wee dinghy on the Clyde. We'll have a great time.
But we've got Ryan gives Sadie an invitation to the party. So he's definite that he wants her to come. But she cannot make it because a friend of hers is coming to town.
My friend.
Yeah, my friend. But she's like, oh, I would like really like to come, but I can't. And then Ryan's like, oh, no, it's no big deal. It's fine. It's fine. And then cue for Ryan to drop Marissa's invitation.
Yes. And this is where they have this weird conversation about being in this breakup limbo. And that's really it for this scene. There's not much happening. Switch over to Marissa in the trailer. Summer's here. And Marissa's obviously busy making Ryan a mixtape for his birthday.
I love this.
I have nothing to... No. No, you don't.
Bloody love a mixtape.
You've broken up. What are you doing? Sort your life out.
But it's that... You've been with someone that long. It's your 18. It's 2 years.
It's not that long.
They're 18. That's ages. Yeah, but she's a cop. But then again, it is very much... This is a move for someone that wants to get back...
Yeah, this is not person. Single girl behavior.
Yeah, and it's a copy of the one that, do you remember she made him the mixtape in at season the model one? House. Yep, for the model house.
Jeff Buckley on there. I remember that. Oh, hallelujah. God.
Oh, it's too much. Yeah, sorry, I'm just getting triggered. But yeah, Marissa does say, look, anything I give him is going to be a sign that I want to get back together. But if she doesn't get him anything, then that means she's over him. But I also have this as well. Like, I bloody love buying presents, so I would want to, if someone had been in my life and was that important to me for that period of time, I would want to, and it's their 18th birthday, I'd probably still want to give them a gift, especially if it'd been an amicable breakup.
No, I am a cold-faced dick. Like, okay. I wouldn't even be sending a card. Oh. I'd maybe send a text if I was in a good mood.
Yeah. But Summer's then like, look, Marissa, we've got other stuff to deal with. This is when Summer divulges that Ryan's having a party.
Yeah.
You think she's maybe going to tell about Julie and Dr. Robert, but she doesn't. And then Marissa's like, I can't go unless Ryan invites me.
Which is very true. Yeah. Which is very true.
At least she's not going to be one of those folk that just...
Tag-a-roners. Turns up. Yeah.
Sorry, again, to reference, because I've been watching so much of this. Some of the stuff in Sex and the City are just like, what the fuck, man? Like, leave that guy alone. This is mental behaviour. Yeah.
Really not okay. Yeah. Really not okay. I love Sex and the City. I absolutely love it. But rewatching it 20 years after it's come out, and then as a woman who's meant to be the same age as they are in the show, is a wild ride.
Yeah, it's nuts. But I can't stop watching it. Like, yeah, it's taken over my life. Anyway,
Sandy is packing. He has found Ryan's mum in Albuquerque, which only ever makes me think of hot dogs. Jumping Frogs, Albuquerque. You don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a song. I'm going to send you after this. It's an amazing song. And it's so weird.
Is it an oldie?
Yeah, it's like from the 80s. And anytime anyone references frogs or Albuquerque, that's all I think of. It's really good. Anyway, she's in Albuquerque. Cue the theme song. And she is in trouble. But Sandy does not divulge what kind of trouble she is in.
Yep. And then we are back at the Roberts residence, and Summer bumps into Julie, and she's like, look, I know what you're up to.
I know you're shagging my dad.
Yeah. And then Summer is like, well, things are moving fast, and she talks about the cruise, and Julie's like, I had no idea about the cruise. It was a surprise, or she thinks it's a surprise. And then Summer's like, look, my dad proposes to women on cruises, and Julie's just like, whoa, 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 like, we're nowhere near that. Summer doesn't have anything to worry about. And then she's obviously asking, look, does Marissa know? And I think this is like, Julie's like, right, I'm going to need to tell her. But she's going to get a new bikini first. Priorities.
I mean, priorities. I really loved this conversation. I thought it was like a really nice, honest conversation with them. It was good. A good one. Would recommend. Would watch again.
Yep. And then we are in jail.
We're in prison. That's where we are at
jail in my notes. So Sandy's come to see Dawn, and she's shocked to see him, and he's obviously come to invite her to the party, but she's like, well, I can't go because I'm in jail. And
clearly I am in prison.
Yes, I'm in prison. Do you want to come to a party? But she asks, she's like, oh, does Ryan know? And Sandy's like, no, and I want to kind of protect him from that. And basically we find out that I think she's been writing like fake checks.
Yeah. But he's obviously, being Sandy Cohen, going to look at her file and see if he can help. And then the scene kind of ends with her saying, like, how is he? And Sandy's like, he's doing really well. You can be really proud. And I was like, oh, that's a really nice moment. I kind of wish they'd just left it there.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
This next scene is really freaking weird.
Yeah, so weird. Again, I'm really glad I can remember where this goes because it's just like bizarre. But yeah, we've got Matt talking with Marissa and the investigation is over with Johnny's death. And he gives her some of the evidence that was left, and including this letter that she wrote to Johnny. Now, I'm not being funny, but letters that like 17-year-olds write to each other, you know, being like a key piece of evidence, it just seems... Yeah. Like,
and plus you keep evidence, there's no way you would get that back. Yeah. There's not a chance in hell. Not a chance in hell you'd get that back. But, oh, hey, Volchek. Mm-hmm. And then she says to him, so what are you, like, stalking me now? And Matt obviously comes up with his big bravado and is like, is this guy bothering you? Mm. And then a police guy turns up and he's like, you two, take a walk to, like, Matt and Marissa. And then Volchek gets his ID checked, which... Is that a thing? We don't have IDs in the UK, so really. I mean, if you carry about your passport or your driver's license, I guess you do, but the police wouldn't ask for your ID.
Yeah, they would never ask, like, to, unless they were charging you with something, or even then, I don't think they do. Anyway.
Weird.
Then we cut to Ryan, and he's going to the mailbox to maybe, like, put Marissa's invitation in it. But he just goes back to his car and doesn't.
All of a sudden, it's Sunday. How many days have passed? We don't know, but it is Sunday and it is Ryan's birthday.
Yeah, so Sev wants to know if Ryan's had any phone calls, but basically wants to know if Marissa's phoned him, but she hasn't. And he's like, right, cool. Glad you're moving on. But it turns out that he says Sadie's not coming to the party either. And then Sev's like, oh, well, maybe Sadie did want to come to the party, but she just wanted to know what was the deal with you and Marissa. So yeah, she's just like, he's causing Ryan to get even more confused.
This is where we first find out as well about the surprise. Seth says there's a surprise that might make your head explode.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
What's he
so
got?
I don't like large groups. I don't like loud noises particularly, which is weird considering how much I love a gig, but I also hate surprises.
Oh,
so like
really?
This entire birthday situation is literally my worst nightmare.
Oh, I would have loved it. I think I just loved like planning that level of party full stop for someone else. If someone did it for me, I'd be like, this is fucking amazing.
No, I'm a too much of a control freak. If I'm going to have a surprise party, I want to be key planner, organizer in chief. And then we cut to Julie and Marissa are at breakfast having pancakes, which is cute. And this is where, I can't remember the exact wording that Julie says. She's like, I'm seeing Dr. Roberts. And then Marissa kind of looks, I've been seeing Dr. Roberts. That's it.
She thinks,
and then Marissa like looks her up and down and it's like, what have you had done?
Done.
Loved it.
It was so good. But she breaks the news to Marissa and she's shocked, but she's okay with it, to be fair.
Yeah.
Marissa can take anything. She's made of strong stuff.
But she makes a very valid point where she's like, Summer is my best friend though, so don't do anything.
Yeah, so she's like, as long as nothing goes wrong, this could all be fine. So yeah, so that's it. Everyone knows now, it's all out in the open. So yeah, then Sandy somehow gets Dawn out of prison.
Sure.
Yep.
America's weird. I would like one of our Americans to get back to us and tell me if this is legit. Could that happen? I've never seen the OC on Instagram.
Please.
Let me know, please. Please and thanks. But yeah, he's kind of got it sorted because he has paid her bail or paid whatever. And then he's also paid back the people that she's done the bad checks to.
Well, I think it was she was getting out on the basis that she goes to rehab or something. And he's like, oh, she's like, I can't afford. And he's like, I've paid for it. So yeah, and he's like, you don't need to pay me back, you just need to come to a party.
But you can tell straight away she's not sure, like she looks uncomfortable. Also, we talked about this back in season one when we last saw Dawn. Why would you take somebody who is a recovering addict to a highly stressful situation, highly volatile situation, where there's also going to be booze?
Oh yeah, they really don't think it through, do they? Anything for
weird.
Anything for a party. But yeah, Sandy's like, Ryan, I want you to be there. So we've decided she's coming. So this next scene is so, so weird. Sadie gives Ryan a birthday present, which is a hammer.
And says, think of me every time you pound something. Which is actually quite funny.
Yes. Yeah, so,
I laughed.
Take from that what you will. But Ryan then tells Sadie that he's not invited Melissa to the party. But then Sadie says, look, that pal I'm meeting is actually my ex-boyfriend or current boyfriend. Basically, I think they were sort of on the rocks and then she's come to Newport. Yeah. And Sadie's like, well, now I have to make my decision. I just don't know what it is. And then she's like, happy birthday, and like gives him a little peck on the cheek. So
I'm not a big like cheek kisser.
Like both cheeks or none?
No, I don't even think I don't particularly like hugging people, although that has changed.
I'm a hugger.
Due to the global pandemic. I now want to hug people, which is not something
I'm quite a hugger.
You give off a hugger vibe.
Yeah, I know. It's like when we do Rejoin Society, I'll need to remember not just to hug all my acquaintances.
Super spreader Jane over there.
yeah. Although that, again, totally unrelated, but just before I came on to do the podcast, I saw on Instagram one of my friends, Aileen, rescuing two baby lambs who had escaped the field and ran onto the road, and she is actually like picking the lambs up and putting them back into the field. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. So yeah, I'd like to hug a lamb.
I'd love to hug a baby lamb.
It's so cute.
I think baby lambs are one of the cutest. I actually think sheep are pretty damn cute. Like, see their little butts when they walk? They're like corgis. They're like super wiggly. It's cute. Baby lambs are freaking adorable. Aww. Anyway, down to the beach, Marissa is looking for Volchek, and she chats to his pal to try and like find out where she is.
He's also in Twilight.
No freaking way. No freaking way. Who's he?
He is, I'd written this down because this came up in like weird trivia when I was checking out how many episodes. JD Pardo is the actor, and he played Nahul in Breaking Dawn Part 2.
I'm starting to think maybe I've not seen Breaking Dawn Part 2. I thought I'd seen them all.
A million years ago, probably, when they came out, and I don't think... No, I'm not saying maybe they're not amazing pieces of cinematography, but yeah.
Yeah, we need a refresher. Anyway, she's chatting to another vampire, and this is where we find out that since Johnny died, Volchek's been acting really weird. But he knows where she can potentially find him over this weird place where he's working. Anyway, Dr. Roberts is at lunch with Julie. Is this the yacht club again?
Yeah, but I think so. But they're very public, basically, about their relationships. Yep. This is their first kind of public outing. And also Julie saying the girls know the news and she knows about the cruise and she is buzzing. Yeah.
I'd love to go to Cabo with you.
Yeah.
His reaction is weird. This is where I was like, oh, something's not right here. Like, he's a good actor, because I was like, yeah, you can tell he's clearly confused or like not sure. Yeah, but it's not super obvious, but like there's enough of a little tone.
Why
there.
Didn't he just tell her? I think, like, what a like good guy for just going along with it and going on the holiday. But yeah, she gives him this big, long, like steamy smooch so that everyone in Newport will know about their relationship.
Yeah, 100%. All right, over in the Coen's kitchen, Ryan is there with Kirsten. And this is a really important moment where we remember that Marissa has feelings. She asks, was Marissa okay when you told her about like not coming to the party? And this is where he suddenly realizes at no point in the I'm not inviting Marissa to the party did he ever think of telling her she wasn't invited to the party. And she really like goes in hard and is like, you're 18, it's time to be an adult. Like, don't be a dick, basically. And I'm here for it. Very
so
here
much,
for this conversation.
Yeah. Good parenting from Kirsten. So that basically means he's going to have to call her and tell her. And then we have Sandy looking for Dawn, who has done a runner.
Of course she has.
But left a note.
Was anyone surprised at that?
Sandy takes the note and leaves. And then we're at the trailer park where Ryan has come to give Marissa her invitation, but she's not there. But what is there is the mixtape.
The mixtape, and then a picture of them sitting next to the CD player, which a bit cliche. Also, why would you go into somebody's house if you knew they weren't there? That's weird. It's a bit intrusive.
Yeah. But Marissa's not there. She is looking for Volchek, who is working a construction job, and you've got Marissa coming up to this beautiful house.
It's the model home.
It's the model home.
I was like, it's the model home. This is definitely the model home.
I really liked the links and how it's just gone like all circular.
I really like the fact that he was like, who's stalking who?
You just love Volchuk, but anyway.
Weirdly though, she's like, I wanted to say sorry and I'm not quite sure what for.
Yeah, I don't know why she's, well, I don't know if it's the fact that she's been quite abrasive to him, which I think she's merited to be.
Yeah.
But then after finding out that Volchuk's obviously been quite affected by Johnny's death, then I think she's maybe thinking, right, this could be an ally here.
I could fix him.
Yeah.
We've all been there, babe.
Yeah. So he's under the impression that Matt's her boyfriend now, but Marissa's like, oh no, I was just trying to be nice. And then we've got, this is when we find out. So Volchuk backs up a fag and his boss is like raging. He's like, oh, this house has already burned down once. And then the penny drops for Marissa.
Right, she realizes back where we started from.
Oh my literally. God. I love this, like the next scene, the flashbacks. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
all the flashbacks. It was super cute.
All the music from the CD and all the clips from season one. Yeah. And then we've obviously conveniently not only have Ryan gone into her house and had a look about, but he's like, oh, just going to put the CD on as well.
I know, make yourself comfortable, make a cup of tea, take your shoes off.
Yeah. So we then just get shots back and forth from both places, as well as the flashback images. And then it's all getting a bit much for Marissa, and she passes out and decks it down the stairs.
There is one thing I really hate in TV, in film, in books, and that's when women are overwhelmed with emotion that they faint. I am a woman of many emotions. I feel hard. I feel deep.
Yeah.
I have never passed out because I've been overcome with emotion. It's fucking insane.
No, I do. My reaction is I'm like physically sick.
Yeah, like I would much more believe a sick than I would a faint.
Yeah, and also it's just because Misha Barton is so slim and fragile looking. It's just, not a nice fall. But yeah, so she's like, oh, and falls down the stairs. And then you've just got Volchuk yelling for help, whereas over in the trailer, Ryan stops the CD before it finishes, and it's like,
oh. Yeah, and takes the invite and goes home.
Yep, little
set packed up.
Nice little metaphor there. But yeah, like, right, this party.
Yes.
So we've got, we're like, is it a cowboy Ryan themed party?
Yep.
Or is it a fireman Ryan?
So Seth's rationale is that it's a future party. And he has mocked up all the potential futures that Ryan could have.
Looks like a dystopia to me.
So weird. Wild. So weird. So weird. I can't really remember what happens in that scene, but I'm assuming because I've not written down much, nothing. So let's just go back to Volchuk, no?
Yeah. There's all the weird, like, Ryan is this, Ryan is that. And there's also all these, like, random people that Seth's invited to get the numbers up. Like, including homeless people. And yeah, then we are back to Volchuk bringing Marissa home with her wee sprained wrist, but she seems all right. Thought she'd have like
pack.
Smashed her head open the tumble she took. It was like,
well, she's got a wee scuff in her face that you see later, don't we?
You can just, I don't know, it just seemed, the model home seemed like one of those, I don't know, you just imagine it'd be like a villa or something that you'd get on holiday, you know, with like the tiles that are treacherous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, that's freaking me out thinking about it. But yeah, Volchuk's like, oh, what happened, like, why did you take that reaction? And she's like, oh, there's a lot of history there, Ryan and I burned that house down. And he's like, just not interested.
I did really like it. She's like, I'm not telling you, she won't care, you won't be interested. And then he's like, oh no, come on, tell me. And then he's like, no, actually, not, you're right, I don't care. I do that all the time where I'll be like, oh, come on, tell me. And they're like, no, I don't want to tell you. And then they tell me and I'm like, oh, I really wish I'd tell this me. Is shit. but he gets all emo, doesn't he? Opens up about Johnny, and I thought this was quite a nice moment.
Yeah, because he's just a bit like, Johnny was always a better surfer than me, things were supposed to work out for Johnny, but they didn't, he died, and that just doesn't make sense to me, like, what chance have I got if one of the good ones died, type thing. And then he gives Marissa a number, like, in case something happens, and he leaves and she goes inside.
Do you remember people writing their number in your hand?
Yeah, I bloody hate like writing stuff on hand. It just grosses me out. I think it looks like so scabby. But yeah, I do remember it.
I remember it back in the day.
Nostalgic.
Oh, I was wrong. Ryan has left an invite.
He has, but yeah. Again, pretty weird that he. Oh, I don't know. Like he, because it seemed pretty final when he like shut the CD down and went away. But he's left the CD anyway. So the CD, sorry, the invitation anyway. So what that means, who knows? So Marissa's a bit like, don't know what to do either. But back at the party, we've got Summer finding her dad and she's like, I found the tickets. I know what you're up to. But.
I thought it was really funny. This is where he's like, well, awkward. I'd actually bought that for your ex stepmom.
Stepmom.
Because we were trying to, I was trying to like, you know, make it better. Try again, start again. I was going to propose again, you know, fix it all. Start from the start. And then. But now he's gone on a cruise with Julie Cooper. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you notice the song at the start of that as well? It was a Kooks track.
Yes.
I love the Kooks. Absolutely love the Kooks.
But yeah, Summer's, he's like, I really like Julie. And Summer's like, look, as long as she makes you happy. And then she makes like some comment about like, don't wear that, the swimming trunks she did the last time. And he just has, they have a wee laugh and it's quite sweet. And then we've got Sandy telling Ryan about his mum.
Yeah.
And Ryan's like, look, it's not your job to look after my mum. You do enough looking after me. And then you've got just this sort of cute, very typical Sandy, like, oh, you're an adult now, but you'll always be part of the Coen family. And then he gives Ryan this letter.
Yeah. Then he takes a letter outside, presumably because it's overwhelming, having a party thrown for you with 100 people that you don't know any of them. And he opens up the letter and it's got a photo of him and his mum when he was wee, which is quite cute and quite nice. And then you see Marissa like walking up. She's got the CD in hand. She kind of sees him at a distance. And this is where you get like the little memory audio coming back where it's his voice saying, we're from different worlds. Just go. And she does. She chickens out or decides against it or whatever is going on in her brain. And she scuttles on out of there. And this is where Sadie turns up and she says, it felt like time to make a choice. Clearly insinuating her choice is to...
I choose you, Ryan.
Give it a go with Ryan instead. This is where he introduces her quite quickly to Sandy and Kiki, which is a bit wild. They've not even kissed yet.
No, and they all seem to be like, they all seem to like quite approve of her. And then we've got Julie and Dr. Roberts getting ready to leave for the cruise. And Julie just seems like totally buzzing about the trip, but just about the relationship in general. Because I guess it must be a huge weight lifted off now that everyone knows you don't need to keep about it anymore.
Yeah. He's proud of her. Like he's not ashamed of her. It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah. And then we find out that he'd like bought a ring for the stepmonster.
Yeah.
And we see him deciding to take it along, maybe just in case.
How livid would you be if somebody proposed to you with a ring that was actually intended for his ex?
She won't know that though. And let's face it, Julie's has enough engagement rings in her time, I'm sure. She'll just be like, whatever, man. Whatever.
It does look like an absolute cracker though. Like, how she's going to be able to lift her hand, I am not sure.
But yeah, so they're all excited for the cruise. And then we're at the beach hut, Marissa's home away from home. I know we should actually go through and see how many minutes are devoted to Marissa sitting at that beach hut. And Volchik comes down and joins her. And then they just get on the bev, don't they?
A wee hip flask.
A wee hip flask, yeah.
And then we go back to the party.
For Seth's the surprise.
Seth making an announcement. And he unveils the fact that he has got a Journey tribute band because it's Ryan's favourite band, which is hilarious. And then the band starts playing, I've been waiting for a girl like you, one of Foreigner's most famous songs. And I just thought this was so funny because Sadie says to Ryan, you know this isn't Journey, right? And he's like, uh-huh. And I thought they were just going to leave it that Seth's been an idiot and booked the wrong band. But then we cut to Summer and Seth, and she's like, you know this is Foreigner, right? And he's like, yeah, I know, but they're like Foreigner cooler. Way cooler. Love it.
Such the move of a little like music snob, isn't it? It's like, I know that's your favorite band, but actually you like this one better. Like, yeah, I've been guilty of that before.
Yeah.
It's killer. Yeah,
it's very funny. And then the last scene that we get is Volchek putting his leather jacket around Marissa to keep her warm.
Yeah. She's breaking him down.
Resting her head on his little shoulder. Cute. And weirdly, I have written my notes in my work jotter. It's not a jotter, notepad. And I have gone from our OC notes straight into my management training notes. So best and worst manager experiences and why is my next line I've got written down. So if you want to go into that, we can. Otherwise, I'm going to close my notepad because we're at the end of this week's episode.
We are. Burning question. Why wasn't Taylor Townsend at Ryan's 18?
A valid party. I thought she would have been like one of the...
I thought she'd have been like, right, Seth, I'll help you organise it and, you know, she get homeless people there.
She would have got a Journey tribute band.
Yeah, and I think that she would also have been very hurt not to have been invited. Like, they're her people now, you know?
Yeah. Where is she?
I don't know.
Where is she?
Where is she? But hey. So, yeah. Right. What happens on the cruise?
Oh, he's definitely proposing, isn't he? He's definitely proposing.
Cruise to think about. So we've got these two new relationships, haven't we? So our
full check. Sadie, get in the bin. Full check.
But we need someone to keep Ryan occupied if Marissa's going to get with Volchek.
That's true. Do you know what I'm just really concerned about? I'm going to take my glasses off in like a serious contemplative moment. Remember how at one point I thought Trey was hot? Before all the bad stuff happened.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about Volchek. I'm really worried.
There's times I wish we weren't on FaceTime so you can read my facial expressions.
Okay.
I'm
just concerned. I'm really excited because let's face it, he's hot as fuck.
More screen
and
time.
Marissa deserves some, you know, handsome men just showing her a good time. But like none of this brooding shit that Ryan does, like...
Yeah,
I'm into it. But I'm into it also knowing I have terrible taste in men up until, you know, the most recent one. He's fine. And I'm like, I'm really genuinely concerned that Volchek's going to turn out to be really bad like Trey was. So that's just my low-key Tuesday evening existential crisis.
He's got 8 episodes to prove you wrong.
Okay, that's true. I mean, he's not done anything too bad yet.
No, he's just a bit nonchalant, isn't he?
He just needs to be tamed, Jane. I think Marissa could do that.
He's not even that wild, though. Like, Ryan was wilder, if you think of him with the bottle. He, like, shat it.
True. Yeah. I've not seen him be in a proper fight in ages.
And Johnny's actually... His death's really affected him, so it shows he has feelings and depth.
Ryan's always got a black eye. I've not seen him with a black eye yet.
All he really does is, like, snarl all the time and screw up his face and just make snidey comments. He's not really... He's not really done anything that crazy yet.
I agree. What else is happening? Summer and Seth are getting along too well.
Brown.
It's all going so smoothly. Yeah, I think the college stuff's got to happen soon.
We're
past Valentine's Day, so it is getting closer to the end of term. Taylor's had a week off. Presumably she's coming back.
Yeah.
Is Matt doing anything? Like, what's Matt's deal?
We've not had much on the Newport group this episode, so remember... Like the hospital and stuff. Yeah. So we've maybe got that to come back to. I'm trying to think of any other loose ends that have to be tied.
Kirsten and Julie's business. What's happening? How it's getting along?
Caitlin, will she be coming back for summer holidays?
God, I hope not. I'm barely over the last time she was here.
Me neither.
Yeah, I think that's about it, isn't it? We've not seen the Nana in a while. I wonder if she's kicking about.
Yep.
It is time for...
Listener of the week. Oh, I meant to say, I think our jingle is much better than Welcome to the OC, Bitches.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Ours is way better.
I'll let Callum know. What's it go like? What have they done?
They've done the same sort of thing, I'm sure, but just not as good.
Oh, okay. Good.
Not as effectively. I mean, I think I've also got, like, I've had HelloFresh quite a few times, and I do have a... They give you a discount code, so maybe I could just start punting, like...
Your personal one.
Jane 20, yeah, and pretend we have a sponsor in HelloFresh.
Anyway. Our listener of the week goes by the name of Anne. she messaged us on Instagram at Never Seen the OC, said, slippedly sliding into your DMs now. I only need to listen to one more episode and then I'm all caught up. Well, okay, I started in season two, but I will go back, I promise. There have been Sundays where I've listened to 5 to 6 hours of your excellent podcast.
Oh my God.
I left you a review in the German Apple podcast app. It didn't take my first try, so I then sent a second one with a slightly better wording. So if you come across the other one, hashtag embarrassing, just pick your fave. If you can't see my review, I'm sending a screenshot of my fave version, which I'll read to you, Jane, off air. I don't want
that to. That is adorable.
Have a good one from one country in lockdown to another.
Oh.
Which is cute.
And, lots of love.
Yeah, and very kindly let me know that the first podcast episode with Summer and Julie Roberts had a big fat spoiler in it. So yeah, thanks, Jane. That's
glad someone
so
realised that, because I just didn't. I think, yeah, it was really weird. It was for like an... I think it's like an hour and 36 minutes. So I think 36 minutes of that is ads. There was all sorts of shit. They've got more than one sponsor.
Weird. Yeah.
No, it was good. I'm excited to see what happens next week. I'm decided to see what... Excited to see who they have on it next week. And I want... I'm also... It's be interesting to see like the dynamics. Like if they are all still pally or say they get someone on.
Well, I watched an interview and they said they're definitely getting Sandy on and they're definitely getting Jimmy on. No comment on the other ones. I don't think they're going to get Misha.
Yeah, that's made me think maybe not. Although then she did all the Hills stuff, so
yeah. But I don't think they're pals.
Like little pally. I don't know what about. And yeah, and then I suppose Adam Brody, Rachel Bilson has put some stuff up. Like I think she put a picture of like meeting him in an airport or that. But again, it is Hart and Josh talk like they're
BFFs.
Best buddies, yeah. She made a comment to him being like family. And I was like, no, that can't be. But yeah, they seem very pally. But I was also, I'd like to see Kirsten on.
Oh, I'd love to see Kirsten on. I'd love to see her and Julie. Well,
yeah,
obviously not Julie. But I'd love to Melinda. Hear what they're like. I'd love their behind the scenes stories.
Yeah.
Do you know Kirsten, the woman who played Kirsten, and Ben were dating for a while? Apparently.
Benjamin McKenzie and is it Kelly Rowland?
Ryan and Kirsten were bumping uglies at one point.
What? That's wild.
I mean, that's just rumour. I'm sorry if it's not true. Please don't sue us.
You've been reading fan fiction again, Heather.
I actually had to stop that because it was taking me down some really weird paths.
Oh, man.
Anyway, on that note, fan fiction, read with caution. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, see you next week. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.